Millions of people will visit malls today on what is traditionally one of the busiest shopping days of the year. But chances are millions more will drive to open-air shopping plazas of big box stores such as Target and Walmart. And that's put malls across the country in jeopardy. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allam reports on how shopping malls are struggling to reinvent themselves.
On a weekday morning, Kansas City's Blue Ridge Mall is typical of many shopping malls across the country. Although there are plenty of people here, most are senior citizen mall walkers, here for exercise and socializing, not for the shopping. But it wasn't always like this. On the wall of his office, General Manager David Horn displays an aerial photograph of the mall taken in the 1980s. The parking lot is full and cars are backed up onto the adjoining interstate.
There was a point in time at the Blue Ridge Mall during the holiday season that they would post people on the roofs with binoculars, and they would view the parking lot and then radio down to the entrance, letting security people know that there, you know, there's two parking spaces that have opened in the southwest parking lot. So yes, it was very, very popular in its day.
By the mid-1990s, Blue Ridge Mall's best days were behind it. It faced competition from newer malls. Montgomery Ward declared bankruptcy. JCPenney pulled out. Customer traffic plummeted as vacancies climbed. Unable to attract high-profile retailers, Blue Ridge Mall reached out to non-traditional tenants. Horn recently signed a deal turning much of the mall into an exhibit hall and wholesale market. Another large area has been turned into an antiques mall. Yet another area is leased to an arts group. Horn says it's important both for the mall and the community to find good uses for the old building space.
I get at least two letters a week. I get phone calls of just concerned citizens that tell me stories about growing up as children around the mall, having their, you know, their first date were at the Blue Ridge Mall cinemas, or they remember going with their grandpa to see Santa Claus at the Blue Ridge Mall. There is a very close affinity with this community and the Blue Ridge Mall, and that, teamed with the demographics and the physical location of the Blue Ridge Mall, is what keeps us obviously optimistic about its future.
Consumers may have warm memories of their malls, but increasingly they're spending their money elsewhere. In the 1980s, malls were challenged by what developers call power centers, huge parking lots dotted with big box discount retailers. In the 1990s, lifestyle centers emerged, open-air shopping plazas that mix high-end retailers with restaurants, bookstores, and coffee shops. Jeffrey Booth studies trends in retail development with the Urban Land Institute in Washington, D.C. He says despite these new challenges, shopping malls are not a dying breed.
If they've got a very pleasant shopping environment, they've got an extremely good range of goods, priced correctly, and they're not constrained in their accessibility by congested roads, chances are they're still doing reasonably well. And if they are reinvented and kept aligned with what the shopper wants, they will continue to do well.
At malls across the country, the reinventing process is well underway. Aging shopping centers are being sold, renovated, and re-tenanted. Old stores are kicked out, newer ones are brought in. That's what's happening here at another Kansas City mall. Ward Parkway Center was built in the 1950s as an open-air shopping plaza and became one of the area's first indoor malls when it was enclosed in the early 1960s. It's now in its third incarnation as a partially enclosed, partially open-air shopping plaza. Sean Todd heads a Dallas company that bought the mall 3 years ago with renovation in mind.
We demalled, a term for taking out basically about 80,000 feet of the mall, and took space that used to be interior mall space. We opened it up for exterior exposure, creating more of a strip center environment.
The renovation helped Ward Parkway Center attract a Target store and other tenants. Similar demolishing projects are going on around the country, turning aging malls into open-air shopping centers. Drawing on Spanish architectural themes, he used stucco and red tile in building courtyards and ornate towers. There are several fountains and dozens of sculptures, drawing shoppers into restaurants and cafes. Even on a blustery autumn day, Jamie Michelson, who works nearby, says enclosed shopping centers just don't compare.
Shopping malls, I'd much rather be here. I don't know, they're closed in, you feel more crowded and people are pushing you around. And here, I mean, if you have a good jacket, you're fine walking around outside, and I just like that outdoors air and everything.
Jeffrey Booth of the Urban Land Institute says Jamie Michelson is not alone. Booth says shoppers care about something he calls quality of place. He says America wants good prices, selection, and convenience when it shops, but increasingly it also wants atmosphere, literally.
It likes to shop where it can actually see the blue sky. It likes to be able to amble down the street and look in the shop windows, and it likes to be able to stop and have coffee and meet and greet and then sit and while you're having coffee, look at other alternatives and opportunities to actually shop. Now, this is a very different form of environment to what we had with the mall, which was basically a fully enclosed environment where you were controlled in what you could do within the shopping environment.
At Country Club Plaza, marketing director Gail Terry says there's another factor driving the changes in retailing.
People, they're starting to be kind of choosy about where they spend their time and the stores they want to shop and the environment they want to be in when they're shopping, and you have to respond to that.
Around the country, the town center shopping developments that are winning acclaim draw on many of the elements pioneered here at Country Club Plaza. There's, of course, an irony in all of this. After largely killing off Main Street retail districts, many malls and their developers are now desperately trying to emulate them. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.